From the News Center, a news focus.
A Geisinger doctor said the pandemic has affected childhood obesity.
We have nutrition and food sources that changed. We had physical activity that changed. We had our socialization and support that changed.
Dr. Jennifer Francis Shelley Hosterman said that before the pandemic, nearly 20% of the kids under 19 in the United States were classified as obese. She predicts that the number will rise, though, because the pandemic has affected nutrition, physical activity, and socialization. Add to that the fact that lower-income children are at a higher risk for obesity and have some of the same risk factors as those for COVID-19. Dr. Francis Shelley Hosterman said that when the pandemic started, children lost access to regular sources of healthy meals because schools closed. Also, they became more sedentary.
It took away that walking to and from classes, to and from school, took away sports events, playgrounds were closed, and we asked kids to do virtual schooling, which means they were sitting, in front of their computers for 5, 6, 7 sometimes hours a day. So we were asking them to be more sedentary, but in fact, their bodies and human bodies, our bodies even, are not meant to sit for that long, and so that definitely caused a lot of sore joints, of sore backs, which when we have those ailments, we don't want to move as much because our body doesn't feel very well. The overall goal is to find something that they like to do. So younger kids, they like to play. So it's let's go on a nature walk. Let's go and ride our bicycles. Let's go play kickball. So, certainly our younger kids playing is key. And our older kids, they are the ones that I found have been the toughest during this time. But again, it's finding out where they're at.
With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.